Justin Brayton, third overall in the day. Steel City and Justin Brayton go together like peas and carrots.
Yeah, I had my first moto win here last year, second moto. So I guess when you just drive in these gates, you know, you've done it before, and second time's always easier. So, yeah, me and the team have been working really hard. I think we're, you know, we're gelling together here lately really well. And, yeah, I think it's long overdue, but I'll take it.
See, with you doing so well here and you not doing so well at some other races, I'm beginning to think that maybe you're a little bit of a head case.
You can say that. You can say
I just
that.
Did.
Yeah.
Because if you can do it here, there's no reason why you can't do it elsewhere.
Yeah, for sure. I got good starts, and obviously that's a mental thing. So I need to be that guy every single weekend, and that's what we're working on. And going into Supercross strong and being that guy week in and week out. It's tough to do with all the racing we do, but that's what separates the good guys from the not-so-good. So, and I'm looking to be a good guy.
What about this track, though, specifically do you like? Like, what is it?
Nothing, really. Honestly, I struggled here in the lights class. I never did that well. Last year, first moto, I got 11th, and then I just came out second moto and hole-shotted. And I think just starting up front, believing in yourself, and I don't know. Honestly, after I left here last year, I was like, how in the heck did I just win that moto? But I won by quite a ways.
Right.
And I looked at lap times, and I was like, for sure, the best guy by far. So, yeah, it was good. I'm pumped with the day. And to put two solid motos together like that is a big, you know, a big step in the right direction for me.
Right. One race left. I know I'm counting it down. Are you? It's just the end of a long year, huh? You've done every race.
Well, I actually missed the first three nationals.
That's right. But besides that.
Yeah, besides that, I don't know. I enjoy racing so much. A lot of people don't like the travel and things, but I've already got my schedule all planned out for the off season, and then go home to Iowa for a week, and then I'm going to Australia for 3 weeks, and I don't really have much of a break, but I'm looking forward to it. I'm going to go hang out at the Motocross of Nations. I've never been to that race, so that'll be really cool to go there and obviously hopefully one day be a part of. And yeah, really looking forward to Paula, and then to riding Supercross again. I'm definitely excited for Supercross. So.
Yeah. And correct, you're not going to defend your King of Mercy.
As of right now, I'm not defending it.
Negotiations could happen, though.
Yeah, they could happen, right. But I highly doubt it right now. Just with going to Australia and then going to Switzerland, it's going to be a busy offseason. And we got to, you know, with all the testing and all that stuff, it takes up a lot of time.
You're in. We've been talking about this last couple of weeks. You're in line to get a permanent number. What have you decided? Are you going to take the 15?
I don't know. Honestly, that's kind of stressing me out a little bit.
I confirm with Trey that he's taking 41. He is taking 41.
Okay. So, I don't know. We'll have to see.
Okay.
I don't know. I like 10. I mean, obviously 10, 11, 12, 15. I've always liked 20 for some reason.
Yeah.
And then maybe even staying with 23, my number now. But I don't know. Me and J-Bone actually just talked about it a little bit, but we'll see when the time comes.
One last question. Everybody's contract is up this year except for, like, you. Kind of relief. I mean, not that you're riding good enough to get a job and all that, but it's still got to be nice, huh?
Yeah, it's definitely nice. I think it would be tough for me to only sign a one-year deal last year. I think coming into the 450 class, it's tough. And I still feel like in Supercross, I kind of flew under the radar with fifth in the series. I think that's obviously I say that's good for my rookie season, but Dungy just made me look stupid. So, we're just keep building. Obviously, I'm a lot better than what I've shown. It's been a really tough injury to come back from, but everyone's riding injured a little bit, but I'm pumped to get the podium for the team today and for myself and building that confidence going into Supercross.
And what about Heath? Are you pumped to get a podium for Heath?
Yeah, pumped to get a podium for Heath. Actually, he got a little champagne sprayed on him today. So.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Trey Kinnard, big winner today, 1-1, 7 points going into Paula. Talk about your day, though. Really a great day.
Well, I think we all know, and I know, that the true story today was Timmy Ferry's lap with Evan Ferry on the front. And
I didn't want to bring that up right out of the gate, but let's talk about it. It was cool, huh?
It was emotional. Yeah. I mean, I think that everyone knows that just everyone knows.
Yeah, everyone knows.
I don't even have to say anything. Everyone knows.
You know, you're up for a permanent number next year. A certain number might be free. Perhaps, maybe, in honor He didn't die or anything, but maybe in honor of his great career.
Man, 15. Yeah. I don't know that I'm eligible for that. I think they should retire it. You know they do that in, like, baseball? And
raise it up. Yeah.
At Bud's Creek.
That was good. That made me laugh. Hey, dude, your pass on Wilson in the second moto, you were so close to crashing, but it was an amazing pass.
Yeah, I didn't really know what was going to happen, but I was like, dude, I got to get around this guy.
You were on the edge, though, right? Like,
yeah. Because, man, I felt terrible at the beginning of the race, and I never really felt solid, but I knew I had to hang it out and kind of get busy. And I knew that if I hung around him much longer that Purcell might have got me. So I just went for it, and I was kind of drifting and, sliding.
Yeah. Like Fast and Furious, or no.
Tokyo Drift.
Yeah.
Dude, one thing about you, though, like, he's on you. You know it's Purcell. You know the points race. You didn't panic. You didn't – I mean, was it a fight to, like not gas it too much too soon and all that? Like, it was really impressive, by the way.
Well, I said to somebody else today, it was one of those days where I was just really, like, kind of in the moment. Uh-huh. And I was really concentrated on what I was doing. And, man, those are good days. You know? Wagon. Those are good days, you know, because you don't think about anything. You just kind of ride. And I was really worried coming in because, yesterday I had a bad travel day, and it was just, like, totally set bad vibes into my weekend. And but we ate Bravo Italian, and it just – everything was better.
Running all back.
So, I was stoked on the day, especially that second moto, because I was kind of falling apart and pulled it back together and had a good race.
I don't know about falling apart. I never saw you falling apart ever at all. But
I felt like I was falling apart. Right. Inside, I was going, I'm falling apart.
Right. Let's talk a little bit about the first moto podium. People were booing Purcell. You told them not to?
Yeah, it kills me to hear that, especially when the guy is as talented as he is. He's fun to watch. I personally think he's fun to watch. Mm-hmm. And he's really done nothing wrong other than he's from France. I mean, you can't really hold that
from Canada.
Yeah, I don't boo you. So I think that people are just, you know, they have a lot of pride in America, and they want to see it prevail. But I think, I don't know, I don't, I hate,
dude,
I hate to sound like the guy that's like, yo, we should be good people.
Rocky and Rocky IV, if you can change, I can change, we all can change. Him and the Russia.
I don't remember that.
I'm going to hit myself in the head now with the recorder because I remember that. No, honestly, very impressive, dude. Another podium, you're tooth and nail with a guy. Him getting booed maybe affects him mentally, but you're like, hey, don't boo him. I'm really impressed, like, not to.
I just could see it in his face that, like, the guy's over here, he's not from here. He doesn't like he has, like, the biggest group of friends. I mean, maybe he does, I don't know. But
I don't think he does.
I don't think he has a whole lot of friends. Right. And to be away from your family and just all this stuff that he's kind of had to do, and then to get booed after you did everything you could do for basically no reason is like, dude, it's disheartening. And I can just see it in his face, and I don't know. He's my competitor, but at the same time, you know, we're still human beings, you know.
No, seriously, really impressive. When's Jimmy Albertson coming back?
Dude, I don't know. I miss him. I don't have anyone to drink coffee with in the morning. My cat comes and drinks coffee with me.
Well, you're here with your big entourage outside the truck here, outside the press tent, that you won the moto, won one on the day, and you're standing out here with exactly nobody.
Yeah, kind of low-key. Marky Mark came this weekend, though, so he was stoked.
And Ferry, we were watching the moto together. Ferry told me, man, I'm really nervous. Like, he was freaking out. He kept pacing back and forth to the time on the left.
He tells me he gets nervous. I'm like,
And then this was a classic. Tomac you got by him, but then he didn't push the issue. He let you go by. And then Wilson, same thing. Purcell got alongside Wilson, and Wilson let him go. And Timmy's like, that's bullshit. the exact same scenario.
I guess when you're, like, on the receiving end, it's like, it's never cool. But I hope it doesn't come down to team tactics and it stays clean, and that, you know, whoever wins it, wins it.
I mean, I think you had Tomac pass, but I think he was like, oh, it's Trey. Okay, like, he got me pass, so I'm not going to stick
it in. He's not going to force the issue, which was cool. You know, I know last weekend, whenever I was really not doing good, that he He didn't want to pass me, but he did. So.
Well, he kind of had to.
He kind of had to. I was doing terrible.
All right. Well, cool. Hey, man, thank you and congratulations. And I really look forward. It was a great race today. Great pass on Wilson. And I really look forward to Paula.
Thanks, dude. I'm pretty excited.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Can I interview?
I don't want to interview.
Fro, great races today, right? Like, really good racing.
Yep.
All right, and I know you're an analyst, so you've analyzed it quite a bit here. Favorite part of the day?
The end.
Looking at it.
Okay, what do you think about it?
I'm kidding.
I know. No, but for reals, good day. Exciting.
Yeah, I mean, these days like this, you know, because as the analyst, I'm always trying to put myself in the position of the rider, whether it's, you know, Canard, Porcel, Wyndham, you know, trying to, okay, what would it be like? You know, what would the thought process be and the emotions and all that stuff? And so we just ran the gamut today of everything. You know, I mean, having Dungey finally have a bad luck, you know, once the championship's done, Wyndham comes back and is just, you know, fantastic. Metcalf so close.
Again.
And then, of course, I mean, the rides between, you know, Christophe Purcell and Trey Canard, I mean, they're both winners today. You know, obviously, you know, they were winning rides. It's just
the only difference between them was Trey started a better. I mean, you really couldn't
And just I think that Christophe had, I mean, I just think back at that ride and the effort that he put out and how well he managed the race and just all that. It was awesome.
Right.
But and then Trey Canard, how he was able to work through the pack, fend off all of the advances by Purcell and hold his composure and you know, have to pass riders along the way. And it was a very difficult race for both of those guys. And this championship being as tight as it is, I mean, I'm glad we're doing that as the finale on the speed next week. So it'd be live. We'll do 450 and then we'll finish up with these guys.
Way to throw the plug in there. It's good. Yeah. But when you're somebody like Canard, you've been in Canard's position and you've been in Purcell's position. What's easier? Guy chasing him, huh?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's I mean,
not
the,
easier,
the picture
but, you know,
tells a story. Yeah. You know, if you look at the podium shots that we got on speed today, you know, from after after the final 250 race, you know, one guy is present and just alive and he's victorious. And then Purcell just, I just kept watching him when we were at a commercial break and I was just watching. He was just, you know, cleaning his face and his eyes were jumping around and you could tell that he was replaying the day in his mind and like just moment after moment. And you could see the intensity, but also the, how he just, to put out that big of effort and have that good of ride and to get second, you know, but. Yeah. Those 2 seconds are going to count towards the championship. If he ends up champion next week, those rides are going to be part of it.
Dare I say it, Canard needs a Jeff Emig Steel City 96 type of day at Pala.
Yeah. I mean, it's not easy. These guys, finally this week, Trey and Christophe separated themselves.
Yep.
But up till this point, the other riders had just matched the intensity level. But today, they clearly showed that they are the cream of the crop, you know?
Cool. Thanks.
You bet.
Thanks for that awesome analysis in the very beginning, too.
How do I get on Paul TV?
Yep.
I get on Paul
podcast? See you guys.
Nobody cares.
I want to be on. We can talk fantasy.
Arma Energy Snacks,
Yamaha, J-Law Racing, Jason Lawrence. Welcome back to racing. How was your day?
That's pretty good. I feel like I rode really good at times. I have flashes of like speed, you know, made me happy, boosted my confidence a little bit, but I had a real bad start in the first moto and 3 or 4 stupid crashes right off the bat put me way back, and then ended up getting 28th in that moto. But I was real stoked on that moto because on the hot lap when I found out where all my fans were, they were all pumped on me all the way till when I was getting lapped, every lap just screaming for me, so that stoked me out. So I was pumped on the second moto to go out there.
Hey, how long is your guys' drive?
Went out for the second moto, ripped one of my biggest starts that I've ever got. Probably came out like 5th, made it to about 2 or 3 laps after halfway, probably still in the top 10, and then dropped it back pretty hard. I threw the anchor out, but that's all kind of a result of not riding and being a little under the weather for a while here, but felt good. We got some new suspension on my bike. It's good. Everything's coming together, so we'll be ready for next season.
And you said before we turn this on that you were happier with your first moto than your second one, which actually you did better in the second one. You got your Muscle Milk Award just because your speed was better?
Well, yeah, I was just a little bit bummed on the second one because I couldn't really push through it, you know, push through being tired. But first moto, I didn't really get as tired, not only because it was the first moto, but because I was on the ground so much, I had so much time to catch my breath. So in the second moto, I kind of had to go the whole time. So I
no
got
breaks.
Real tired, yeah.
Someone said you had a hill on the back of your jersey in honor of your buddy.
Yeah, a good friend of mine is pretty seriously hurt right now. So,
trying
to do something to represent him. I appreciate the AMA letting me do that because I know that's not really legal. So that was cool that they obviously have some love for Hill too. So,
talk about your time here. We are in JGR Yamaha truck. Talk about your time there and all those guys. I know they're good guys. I hang out with them a lot. Did you like it out there?
Yeah, for sure. It was awesome out there. I mean, I love North Carolina in general, but then to be there, kind of see what it's like when a team's run correct. You know, not that my team's not run correct, but we don't really have all the same resources. So just to see the different level that some of these people are provided with from what I've been using the past couple years was kind of eye-opening. So, I mean, I was good down there. It's something that I was kind of at a point in my career, in my life, where I was kind of down in the dumps real big and didn't really know what I wanted to do, and then just all those guys believing in me was kind of like the kick in the butt to get me going again. But unfortunately, I'm kind of sick and have a little ongoing virus that kicks up every once in a while, but I'm sure we'll be able to get that sorted out sooner or later. Coach Gibbs told me that they got the best doctor in the United States for that.
Did you play Xbox with Coy a lot?
Oh, Coy would never turn his controller on if I'm in the same room. There's no way.
Well, right on, man. What's your off-season plans? Anything lined up?
Yeah, I just signed up for a wrestling class because Coy's big on wrestling. So once I get down there in North Carolina, I'm going to put him in a full Nelson, knee him in his butt, and make him tap out. So I'm excited.
Right. Well, then you're going to beat him up, and so is Watson. So that should be interesting.
Yeah, that'll be good.
Hey, thanks for doing this. I know you didn't really want to. Thank you to J-Bone for arranging this.
Let me ask you a question.
Okay. So what do you think of Mathis in general?
Be honest.
Go ahead.
It'll go straight up.
No, he's right there. Go ahead.
I think he's all right. I think he's a pretty opinionated reporter, but whatever.
he's kind of a butthole, isn't he?
Yeah.
To you sometimes.
Hill, I just had Hill on my show, and we had a good discussion all about it. Good. Thanks.
Hey, heavily on medicine.
He did say that. He admitted that.
I accept the challenge. Watson, any day.
All right. Thanks, Jason. Thanks, Jason.
Hey, good job, Jay.
Nick Paluzzi, Paluzzi. Hey, sorry. Good job today. Great ride. Talk about your day.
Yeah, you know, this is my pro debut coming out here at Steel City. And, you know, we didn't really have any expectations coming in here. I got the call a couple days ago and switched to Yamaha. But, you know, the JGR team was great. They got it all dialed in. And, you know, I kind of messed up my qualifying times a little bit, going from 10th and then, you know, getting a horrible gate pick for both motos. But, we made the best of it, you know. First moto, I worked my way up to 10th from 25th, and second moto, I got a better start, ended up 8th, and so, you know, I couldn't have asked for anything better in my debut.
Yeah, no shit. 250 Suzuki, you're a kid, so you ride 250 Suzukis normally, and you jump on a Yamaha 450. I mean, yeah, and then when I looked at you in the first moto, you were like 16th or so, and next thing you know, you're 10th. Obviously, you're in shape, huh?
Yeah, you know, I train really hard, and Buddy Antonez helps me a lot with my riding, and, you know, I do a lot of my own training with physical and everything like that, and you know, I work really hard and I want this really bad, and you know, obviously I'm gonna do what I have to do to get it done.
Right. Thanks, Corey. What surprises of the 450 class? Anything surprise you? I mean, like, was it surprising how easy it was, or what?
Not easy, but there's nothing. I wouldn't say anything too major that surprised me. You know, I was really excited coming here, and you know, obviously, I think a lot of people are their first race, and so. You know, the roost was pretty bad, but it was fun. I enjoyed it.
Yeah. And how's the bike?
You know, the JGR bike is awesome. That everything dialed in, no matter you know what I needed suspension wise, they redo it, and you know, it's just a great team, and they really have all their stuff together.
Did you, when you got the call from J-Bone or Coy or somebody, did you think it was a joke?
No, you know, they called, J-Bone called us on Tuesday, and they gave me a red-eye flat out Tuesday night, and I rode the bike Wednesday, Thursday, and came out here today.
Really? It was that quick?
Yeah.
It was like, what are you doing in 4 hours? Get on a flight.
Happened like that, yeah.
Wow. Next week, you can go on Apollo. Expectations now a little higher for you. People are going to be watching you. It's kind of cool, though, huh?
Yeah, you know, I'm excited. You know, I know what not to do in my qualifying practice to mess it up like I did today. And, you know, get some better starts, and my endurance will be good. And, you know, I'll just be looking to be around where I was today, top 10.
Anybody, were you in awe out there at all with any guys you were racing with or lined up next or anything like that? Like, anybody, you just look around and go, like, holy crap?
No, I wasn't really too starstruck, I guess you could say. But I was more excited to be lined up next to the guys that, you know, I've watched race for years, being a kid. And, you know, still being young, is still look up to guys like that. And then be lining up next to them was just exciting.
Plans for next year, I guess you're looking for a ride, right?
Yeah, pretty much. You know, I don't have anything right now, and this is just for the last two. And so I'll be looking for anything. So whoever wants to offer anything, you know, I'm looking at it.
How old are you?
I just turned 18.
And where are you from?
Riverside, California.
I didn't even know that, Riverside. I used to live there. All right, thanks, man.
Yep, cool. Thank you a lot.
Kevin Windham celebrating your Steel City win with some apple pie. Congratulations on the win, man. Great ride.
Thank you. Yeah, literally apple pie at the press conference. I can't eat on race day. I can't sleep on race night. I can't eat on race day. And, boy, once the checker flies, dude, I'm just starving. I'll eat anything that goes in front of my face. So, yeah, man, unbelievable day. Rode strong both modes, but, man, Dungey, you know, obviously had his malfunction, but he was so strong in Moto 2. But just super pumped to come away with overall.
And yeah, I mean, I understand the nerves for sure, being new to the series and all. Do you like this track? Did you just get along with it? Is that kind of what it was?
Yeah, I mean, compared to last weekend, I love it. Yeah, I love it. Man, the sand beat the you know, crap out of me. But coming in here, I was you know, excited. I wanted to have a good ride, and we were on par for that. You know, I think all day in practice, you know, I was up on the top of the board, you know, in the top five, and actually third. And you know, just a good weekend. You know, looking forward to going to Pala and finish out the season strong. I was really hoping for a podium, and kind of exceeded my expectations for this race. You know, I mean, obviously doing the part-time thing, and you know, Honda Red Bull racing bringing me out. And, still in all, you know, I kind of, it's tough because you're fast in practice, but when you come out here and kind of get thrown to the sharks, these guys are fast. They're not jacking around. None of these guys. Everybody out there on the track's riding really good, and until you race with them a time or two, you know, like it's just been a. It's just been progression for me ever since I made my return.
Yeah, I mean, outside of Southwick, you've been getting better every week. You know what I mean? But Southwick's never your track, so kind of, you know, not really that big of a deal. But yeah, you feel like you've been getting better?
I have, yeah. I've been riding better and, you know, training harder and different and racing myself into shape. So, you know, all those things combined, you know, have been really nice. Got one to go. You know, it's just kind of it's surreal right now because, you know, I told some guys that I would give them my jersey after the day. Well, I didn't know I was going to win, and I told them, I was like, dude, I just kind of rat-balled you because this could be my last win. Uh-huh. You know, I don't want to throw in the towel for Pala right now, but, I mean, it's like this could very easily be my last win on Outdoor Nationals. So I kept everything today. It was just it's one of those days. So, you know, I'm thinking on down the road, but, you know.
Do we think you may be the oldest winner of a national? We'll have to find out. Well, I'm sure we'll know shortly, but you may just be that oldest winner.
You know, that would be cool. I'm finding out that anything you get that's has old associated with it is like, you know, it's not a bad thing. You know, it's you know, I've put in some years, and man, I just it's been unbelievable to see just the career and how it's, you know,
metaphor, but which makes that's a word.
Yeah, but that ain't the one I wanted. Golly, that was unbelievable.
Career, just the look back on your career. I mean,
Whatever. Yeah, okay, strike that.
All right.
Whatever.
Well,
I just
actually,
said.
This is gonna go. Yeah. This is gonna go on my site exactly like we're talking.
That's
so
fine. I ain't even worried about it. Just everybody out there, I'm an idiot. I just totally I tripped on an apple in my apple pie. But anyway, I mean, just to watch my career grow and change, and the things that have kept me out here over the years, it's just been unbelievable. And right now, it's the icing on my apple pie right now. It's unbelievable, man.
Okay, I won't keep you much longer. You can take a bite if you want of the apple pie. I'll draw out this question. When Honda approached you, were you A, surprised, and B, did you have to think about it at all?
I had to think about it a long time. I wasn't really surprised. I mean, obviously, anybody who's really riding strong or had an opportunity has already, they were already out on a track. So, I mean, yeah, there was a few people like GL and some other guys that were kind of doing the privateer thing that were capable. But I mean, it just made sense. I was already on the Honda, and it just made sense. So Geico Power Sports was cool with it, and it was nice. But I didn't want to do it just to be a, like, you know, they're like, hey, we don't expect a lot out of you. Just come out and ride, and do the deal. And it's like, yeah, that ain't really what it's about. You know, and that, deep down, I think they were just trying to keep the pressure off of me. They understood that it's been a long time since I rode.
Yeah.
And,
well, we had that outdoor experience last season, but we'll forget about that.
I totally forgot about that. I forgot about that night. Yeah.
So it's been a long time.
Drowned in my sorrows that night. It was unbelievable, man. It was horrible. But, I wanted to be good, and I rode 3 weeks, and Keo's calling me like, hey, you need to make a decision, and it's the fact that it's taking you this long to make a decision might be a good indication that you don't need to come back, and I'm like, no, man, it's not that. I'm into it. I just want to be in it, it's been good. Like I said, we haven't been on the podium until today, but, we've dibbled around in the top five, and I think that's been respectable for what point of the season I got thrown into the mix.
Dude, I've been around a long time, honestly. Maybe we can wrap this up later. All right, thanks, bud.
Yeah, thanks, man.
Kevin Windham, last question of the interview that we got interrupted with. I've been doing this a long time. Your popularity amazes me. Seriously, like, I don't know if we've seen since McGrath a guy who can be so loved. It's got to be cool.
Unbelievable. I mean, it's really... it's why I do it. I mean, honestly, I enjoy racing. Racing's just unbelievable to me, and the days are numbered, and that's going to be a really sad time for me. But, my career's taken so many different turns and steps, and, I mean, obviously, I think everybody has a career at some point for money, and they want to get to financials, and they want to get this. But, like, now, all that's gone. I mean, I don't worry about that anymore. I'm here because I love to race motorcycles, and to do it where people appreciate what you do and the art of it all, it sucks because I want to win for them because they're cheering for me, and like when I give them an eighth, I'm bummed. Like, I hear stories of people trying, I drove 7 hours each way to watch you, like, and that's it, and that's really cool, man.
It's amazing because when you're in the middle of the pack and you make a pass at Supercross for 7th, 6th, whatever, people cheer, and it's just, I haven't seen that since Jeremy, so it's just really cool.
Well, a lot of it is I probably bought most of them a drink at some point. No, I'm just picking. It's really cool because you have, you kind of double dip. Like, you have the kids who like Dungy or like, Bubba or Reed or whoever, but then their dads bring him over to our truck too. He's like, man, I was here in 94 when you did your first race, and the heel clicker, and I'm, all that kind of stuff, which is awesome. So, the kids are like, they're stoked because of, their dad's there, so it's good to hit multiple generations, this career, I know there will always be the championship talk and all the rest of the stuff, but or lack thereof, but
I can relate to
the career couldn't have been any better. I mean, There's champions out there that I would not trade my career with.
Well said. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'll try not to be a douche in my riding.
That's all right.
You're good.